This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, May 22nd, brought to you by Jobs Ohio. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nelly. By a single vote, the House approved a budget reconciliation bill that includes a shored-up farm safety net and tax provisions that farm groups have been calling for. Rob LaRue, president of the National Farmers Union, says attention now turns to the Senate.
Certainly the investment in farm programs is really important. We continue to be really concerned about the threat that is posed to the Farm Bill Coalition more generally to ultimately get the rest of a Farm Bill across the finish line by going after nutrition programs. It'll be curious to see what the Senate does now and where that's going to be.
In other news, the Trump-Maha Commission report released today from the White House. American Soybean Association Treasurer Alan Meadows says the report casts doubt about the food production system.
It just seems to be the use of negative rhetoric, fear-mongering tactics against our food system. It's just deeply concerning to us. You know, the thing is, it undercuts consumer confidence a little bit in America's food system, and we've always been considered to have the safest food supply in the world. And anytime you put something like this out there to kind of kill that confidence, it's tough.
Sam Kiefer with the American Farm Bureau Federation says the inclusion of two government-approved pesticides in the report is a concern.
But it casts a doubt into what we do and how we do it is concerning. But what's equally concerning is the fact that farmers asked for a seat at the table. That did not yet happen. We are extremely hopeful and frankly call on the administration to make sure that the next step in the process is truly transparent, to make sure that it is not a document shrouded in secrecy.
Meadows says the secrecy of the report brings into question its findings.
We think it cherry picks a few studies that are definitely not based upon sound science. I mean, my goodness, these things have been proven safe over and over again. Multiple studies, arguments that, well, they're privately funded. Well, no, I mean, some of them are, yes. They're publicly funded studies as well. Various resources have been used over the years proving the safety of these pesticides.
Kiefer says there are clear questions on the role of replicated science in the report.
It is concerning that there are portions of this report that seem to be focused more on emotionally charged claims and hyperbole than sound science.
Rob LaRue says they are still going through the report, but see it with mixed results.
They do cite, I would argue, some shady science around some of the tools that farmers rely on out there in terms of pesticides and so forth, that, you know, we really, really, really want to stress that if the administration is going to take this issue of keeping our kids healthy, which is what the report is centered around, it needs to be grounded in sound science, in transparency, and, you know, this commitment to public health. And farmers can be a huge asset and are currently. And so just making sure that they recognize that.
The Maha report did consider many challenges to the health of the nation, and that includes the structure of the ag industry.
White House report also highlighted the threat that the corporate consolidation throughout food and agriculture in general has on the food supply and on, you know, everything from health outcomes to ultimately the survival of the family farm. So their recognition that there are other factors out there, I think is important.
LaRue recognizes this is just the beginning of an extended policymaking process.
Going forward, we want to make sure that farmers have a seat at the table, that they are using good science, relying on the facts, and that we all share this mission of wanting to increase health outcomes and well-being of our communities. I think that's something that we can all get behind.
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Jobs Ohio. Grow faster with Ohio's end-to-end value chain. The suppliers, customers, distribution, and talent needed to scale your food business are ready to grow with you in Ohio. Visit us today at jobsohio.com. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Dowling.